7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
We gotta wait a few seconds for all the crazy noises to stop. Okay. Oh my goodness, what's happening? Hello. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and we're having a great day. It is that first day of fall in which we get to go outside. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that it's been raining for the last couple days. Even though it's been nice and cool, it's been raining, we can't go outside. But today, we are finally able to get outdoors, taking a break from all the indoor junk that we've been doing. And where are we today? Oh, my friends, we are at Heron Haven. Hooray! We haven't been to Heron Haven in months, and wow, I can already see tons of destruction. Okay, so I'm walking into the forest now. Here's a broken tree, and there's a squirrel chewing on a black walnut. You can probably hear him. Grind, 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 grind. Walking around the dragonfly pond, I can see a couple frogs on logs. It's all covered in duckweed. And as we walk into the forest, oh boy, one of the last of the giant cottonwood trees has split. It has broken right down the middle. This is an old, old tree. This is close to 100 years old, but I wouldn't say probably that old. Maybe 80? Hard to tell. But this thing is a meter and a half in diameter. It's 4 meters around, and it has come down. Crack, smash, boom. And as it came down, it weighed tons. It took out a couple of other trees, smaller, younger trees. Yeah, we've had some devastation. There was some big winds and storms. We didn't have any tornadoes, but wow, we got lots of big fresh logs, because now we have this giant log, this giant cottonwood log, that's going to settle in here right next to the path. And the log right here at the thin end is 60 centimeters in diameter, or 2 feet if you're an American. It's great because this log is all covered with moss. But oh man, this tree falling down took out a whole bunch of other little trees. And that's fine. They do grow back. Really?
Yeah, they're right on the path. I don't know, 50 yards up.
Okay. I have just been informed by a passerby, there are a couple of other people here, that there's turkeys up here on the path somewhere. I think he's going back to get his camera. Luckily, I actually remembered to bring my camera today. And that's something else I gotta tell you. I've already seen turkeys. Oh, you know, 150 meters up the street, right before you get to Heron Haven, there's that one house. And there's three turkeys standing in the yard. But now we've come to this interesting place where all of that bad honeysuckle stuff has been cleared out, and I can sort of see towards the billabong. I'm not seeing much of anything, but yeah, anyway. Oh, here's the turkeys. They're right here in the cut. I'm 10 meters from the crossroads where the path diverges and stuff, and the turkeys are in the cut, and they're walking into the Mulhall's property. I can see 6, 7, there's at least one or two in the in the brush. I can't quite hear him. I can hear him moving, but I can't hear him talking. Okay, so where are they going? I'm moving up a little bit. I should probably take my camera out of my pocket. But I'm not going to be able to get up on them because they know I'm coming. Should we do it anyway? Yeah, okay, I'm moving out towards the Mulhall's property through the cut now. Where did these guys go? Oh, yes, they're all hanging out sort of under the Boy Scout trailer. The Boy Scouts, who have their own property across the street and everything, have decided that they needed to park one of their little trailers on the Mulhall's property. And so, yeah, I can kind of see him. I can kind of see the trees. Oh, there's one guy. He's poking his head around. And I can hear. No, what I'm hearing is coming from behind me. It's a woman and her kid. And we're supposed to be looking for mushrooms. I'm going to cut these people off just so that I can beat them into my area and we can chase turkeys later. So, let's go out here and inform them. Turkeys, right out at the end of the path. So we got a mom and some kids heading out towards the turkey zone while I am heading into the back 40, walking over the land bridge, looking into the billabong and the sub pond, and we've got not a lot of action. We've got a lot of duckweed, and that's about it. All right, so now let me think. Where are those turkeys going? I want to get away from the people. All right, we're walking into the... Oh, wow. Yes, awesome. Okay. We just crossed over the land bridge. I'm not even 10 more meters into the forest. We've got Bevler damage. We've got two trees down. What are these trees? This is, I don't know, an elm of some kind, yeah. And right at about 45 centimeters up from the ground, there's chew marks. There's been Bevler action in here. All right, for anybody who is new to listening to the Dubious Goals Committee and is not familiar with our specific lexicon, Bevler is the word for beaver. Why do we call them bevelers? Because they like to bevel things. Oh, wow, here's another one over here. Where did that stick go? See, they took down that little 3-inch diameter tree. It's an 8-centimeter tree. But these two bigger trees, they're a good 15 centimeters in diameter. That one, oh, that one's even more, 20 centimeters. So they took down two trees. There's fresh wood shavings on the ground. And this has happened recently. This has happened within the last week or so. All right, I am seeing some fungus. Some of those little tiny, tiny, teeny, tiny little mushrooms are growing over there. All right, I'm now walking down the odoriferous corridor, which is no longer odoriferous because the lovely smell that we used to smell in here was produced by that terrible invasive species of a bush that is being eradicated and cut out. So, here at the end of the odoriferous corridor, we can walk into the wall blind. What's going on in here in the wall blind? Looks like there's some downed branches and stuff in here too. Yeah, okay, something came down right here, a big branch. We can no longer walk around the wall blind. Wow, that tree broke over there too. So, looking over the wall blind, I can see the billabong, the back of the billabong. There's more trees down back there, but I don't see any dudes. I don't see any duckzoars or any type of swimming birds. They're all starting to migrate. I actually heard geese flying over my house last night. All right, so let's get back onto the path here, walk around Frog Harbor. Let's look down in there and see if we can see any of our froggy friends. Where's my froggy buddies? Wait, is that a frog looking at me? Are you looking at me? Yeah, he is looking at me. Okay, not much else going on here in the Frog Harbor zone. So let's keep moving. Walking through the forest on a lovely, whatever day this is, afternoon, on this lovely weekday. Leaves are starting to come down. Everything's still green, but the forest floor is now brown and yellow. And all of the low ground cover has died off, so I can actually see the forest floor about 20 meters in. There's a lot of that stupid invasive stuff back in there, though. So I'm gonna keep moving. Wait, I saw movement. I saw something over there. What was that? Something moved. I met that little crook in the path where we can see up onto the little bluff, onto the ridge. I'm guessing I might have seen a squirrel down here on one of the logs. Because I don't see or hear any more movement. Where's our dudes? Are we going to see any dudes today? Any dudes besides turkeys? So how many total turkeys have I seen today? At least 10. I saw 3 on the drive over here. Then we saw those, there was at least half a dozen, if not 7, or 8, or 9. I can hear something up here. There's something moving up here on the forest floor. What is it? I'm squatting down in my mushroom squatter's stance. Oh, I see a birdo. It's just a little birdo making noises over there. Okay, that's fine too. Haven't seen a lot of interesting birds. Maybe they're still holed up. Maybe they know that it's going to rain some more. It's wet here. It's very misty, but it's not exactly raining right now. So maybe all the animals are waiting for the rain to stop. I do keep hearing things. Is it just movement? Is it just rain dripping off leaves? Is it just little birds? I don't know, but I'm damn happy to be out here in nature. Squawk, squawk to you too, buddy. Who is that up there? It sounds like a blue jay. Hey, did you just try to piss on me? Or is that just a raindrop that just happened to hit this leaf next to my head? Uh-huh. Blue jays. Gotta hate them. I don't really hate them. They're just so rude. All right. I am now standing on the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. It is about 50% duckweed. There's a couple of little birds darting by. I'm seeing no action. No ducks, no geese, no turtles. No herons. All right, well, let's get off the bridge and go down to the water's edge. See if we can spot some dudes. By the way, I should be mentioning that I'm also checking out all the logs, and I'm looking at the ground, and I'm looking everywhere for mushrooms. Not seeing much of anything. I think maybe the ground just hasn't cooled all the way down yet. I don't know. So anyway, I'm making my way around this little bench so we can get down here to the water's edge of the turtle reproduction pond. Oh, I see some ripples in the water, but that could be frogs. That could be little fishies. I'm looking for the the green humps of turtles. Because when they get under the duckweed, you see this nice plane, this nice flat plane of green duckweed. And then there's just this bump. And if you sit there and watch the bump for a while, it will move. Because it's a turtle. However, I'm not seeing any of these bumps. There's no action here in the turtle reproduction pond. All right, so we'll go further up. Let's head over to the big blind and see if there's any action happening out there. And I just thought of something else. Not only do we have to watch out for blue jays, we have to watch out for crazy bomber squirrels, because it's black walnut season. We've already seen and heard a couple of squirrels working on walnuts, which means it's that time of year that they're going to start trying to drop walnuts on me. Those little cute fluffy rats. I love squirrels. All right, we're at the big blind. Let's go in the big blind. Oh, holy crap. Oh my god. Okay, I'm not even in the big blind yet. I'm looking straight across into the pond at Goose Island. And guess who's wading through the water right in front of Goose Island? He's not even 40 meters away from me. It's Big Bluey. How long has it been since we've seen Big Bluey? Look at him. He's majestically striding past the island. He's fishing. He's looking for yummy, delicious fishies for his yummy Big Bluey lunch. Oh, and I guess I should mention that Big Bluey is one of our resident blue herons. He actually lives in the Papio Valley here, and we can find him feeding here all the time. Oh, here's another big bird flying in. What is it? Oh, it's a duck. It's just a mallard. He flew overhead and he went that way. There's two other something or others floating around out there about 80 meters out. Some kind of ducks. I would guess teals. I can't really see them that well. All right. I'm going to try to come into the blind here a little bit more. I don't want to spook Big Bluey. He can see me. He knows I'm here. I'm looking onto the big log for turtles and stuff. There aren't any. Something else just flew that way. What was that? Something just landed in the water way over there. Maybe it was that duck that was circling overhead. Okay, so we got a couple ducks out here, but more importantly, Big Bluey. Yeah, he's got his head sort of cocked to the side. He's keeping an eye on me. He knows I'm a suspicious and dubious character, to be certain. But he knows I'm not after him. He has seen me enough that he's just like, okay, it's that guy. And I'm like, yeah, dude, don't sweat it. I'm just that guy. Yeah, but he's not making any strikes or anything, so I'm gonna fade out. I'm gonna just sort of slowly turn around here so he doesn't get startled by any sudden motion. And I'm going to leave the big blind. This way he can go back to fishing without being interrupted by me. And I am going to make a circuit of the loop path. Yeah, let's go up here on the loop. See what's going on. See if we can find some cool stuff. Some more cool stuff. We already found a lot of cool stuff today. A lot of cool new logs. All right, logs. We love logs here on Dubious Goals Committee. Logs is where mushrooms grow. And logs are where marmots like to hang out. So we're a big fan of logs around here. I'm having a fun time being outdoors again. Ooh, here's a track. Look at this. Ha ha ha. This is a deer track. A deer actually stepped right here and slipped a little bit because it's muddy. And went zoop. And so the deer, he slipped about 10 centimeters. Oh, does that mean we're tracking deer right now? Maybe. I was sort of hoping we could see down into the pond from here, but everything is super overgrown. I am literally now having to bend over at the waist to walk along this trail through this tunnel of green. It's awesome. I've got the polarized cloud light coming through this green. All my vision is green. All I can see is green. Well, and there's a lot of brown sticks too, but I'm enjoying the green. Midori des. Okay, I can kind of stand up here. And there's a game trail that goes down into the big pond here, but it's not that clear. Hasn't been used in a while. I cannot see into the pond. I thought I'd be able to watch Big Bluey from here. But no, we still just have too much green stuff. So back into the green tunnel. Dun, dun, dun. I'm creeping up the path. Got my head down, a meter off the ground. Looking for fungus because this is a good fungus place. What kind of mushrooms do we usually find right around here? Well, around here we find scarlet cups. And that's what we're looking for. I'm checking all of the little areas where we have seen scarlet cups. Something's been digging right over here. This is squirrels. Squirrels have been digging around here and they're tearing up mycelium. So I can see lots of mycelial threads. The mycelial webbing that runs under the ground that grows our precious funguses. And while I'm finding lots of mycelium, I'm not finding any of the mushrooms that we need to be finding. Like, okay, shouldn't there be some scarlet cups growing right up around here? Well, you'd think so, and I would expect, but we're not finding them today. I'm still looking. But maybe conditions just aren't quite right. You know, it's been cool for the last... This is the third cool day. And when I say cool, I mean around 50 degrees Fahrenheit or 10 degrees Celsius. It's about 12, 13 degrees Celsius right now. Overcast, misty and rainy. But prior to this, it was very hot. And when I say very hot, I'm talking 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Or, you know, 36, 37 degrees Celsius. And we were having those temperatures for, that was 2 weeks or more. Actually, like 4 weeks of 90 degrees or higher. But anyway, what I'm getting at is that maybe the ground hasn't cooled down enough. Ground temperature is important in the growth of mushrooms, and I suspect that it just hasn't cooled down enough. But now that we've had 3 days of cool temperatures and we've got cool rain soaking into the ground, things are going to cool off. Here's what I suspect is going to happen. This little cold spell will blow off, will blow away. The sun will come out, and for about a week we'll have some normal autumn temperatures, something in the 70s, high 60s. And that's when we're going to start seeing our mushrooms. We'll get a little bit more rain, and then it's going to go mushroom crazy. And we're going to be out here every damn day looking for fungus. Get my camera. Oh, we're going to look for mushrooms. Mushroom day. It's mushroom day. I was hoping today was going to be mushroom day. But so far, it has only turned out to be large bird day. We'll say 10 turkeys and one blue heron. Yay, Big Bluey. If we have enough time, maybe we should go out onto the boardwalk. Except that's where everybody else is going, so Yeah, maybe we could find some more blue herons, but if everybody else is out on the boardwalk, then the blue herons are going to leave that area. And that's why Big Bluey's fishing out by Goose Island. All right, I'm walking down the hill on the old trail that probably used to be a road or a driveway. This probably used to be Old Maple Road back in the 1900s. I'm not kidding. And usually some of these logs in this area right here, this is usually good for mushrooms. We get a lot of those, that Flammulina species growing right around here, but none popping up today. Not today. And that's okay. I don't care. I'm just glad to get outside. Finally, been able to get back outdoors, do some outdoorsy stuff like walking through the forest, looking for stuff, trying to avoid being bombed by squirrel-bearing walnuts. I mean walnut-bearing squirrels. Wait, what do I mean? Bombardier-type squirrels. Okay. That woman and her kid are approaching where the path narrows, and since I want to avoid their diseases, I will turn around, and I'm back at the bench that sits on the edge of the turtle reproduction pond. Second glance into here, and no, I'm seeing some bubbles. I'm seeing like frog movement under the duckweed, but I'm not seeing any snappers or anything of that nature. And now they have frozen, so I can't move. So we'll continue to stand here for a few minutes and continue to check for turtles. Where's my turtles? Wait, what's that on that log over there? Oh, damn it, they have turned around. Well, that means we're not going to get out of here today. That means we're not going to be able to get out to the boardwalk. But now I'm interested in what that bump is. There's sort of a big bump on a big log about, let's see, 10, 20, 25 meters away. And I think it's a frog, but it's just big enough to be a small western painted turtle. But the angle I'm at, okay, they've been decisive. They turned around again. We can now leave, which means that I can come up onto the bridge, try to get a better angle and see what that dude on the log is. Who that dude is? Oh, it's Big Froggy. Oh, Mr. Big Bullfrog. Nice. Oh, and who's that on that log? Oh, it's that mallard. Oh, and there's another ducky. Oh, we got ducks out here now. 1, 2, 3, 4. Two ducks on a log. Two ducks swimming. We got a male mallard and probably a female mallard with the, and then those other two, teals. All right. So we've seen today two mallards. Mallard pair, male and a female. We saw two teals, probably a male and a female pair. We saw another two mystery ducks out in the water, which were probably teals, but they're not going on the official count. We saw a Big Bluey, Dubious Goals Committee's favorite blue heron. And we saw a whole load of turkeys. All right. Still haven't seen any marmots. We got to find us some marmots at some point in time. Didn't find any mushrooms today, but we got a lot of that action coming up, so, you know, be prepared in the future. You've been listening to The Dubious Walking Around in the Forest Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. Tune in tomorrow. My name's Tobe. You never know what we're going to do. We're either going to be walking around out in the forest or doing weird stuff in my house, but I got to go. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.